007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Well, Garrett, we are starting with news of Meryl Streep. Busy lady as always. What's she up to
always
next?
Always busy. She is going to star alongside Hugh Grant. There's an interesting pairing straight away. They're attached to star in Stephen Frears' next movie, which is called Florence. And it's a biopic of Florence Foster Jenkins. Now, she was a New York heiress and socialite who coveted a career as a great opera singer.
Wasn't so great though.
No, but unfortunately lacked any real ability. But Streep is going to play her. You can actually
With
that pitch,
her.
You can see her straight away, can't you? And Hugh Grant is going to play her partner and manager, who was an English aristocrat, and he was determined to protect her from the truth. Nicholas Martin penned the script, and it's going to cover her life up to her 1944 Carnegie Hall concert, which sold 3,000 tickets, and then she died a month later.
Meryl Streep sounds perfect. It's when you think of her in Julie and Julia, you know, that sort of comic quality she has sometimes, she'll be great, I'd say.
And the director, Stephen Frears, is well able to handle material like that as well. Great director, and I think, you know, that sounds good.
That sounds good to me. Yeah. Okay, some more casting news for us.
Kim Basinger, who is going to reunite alongside her LA Confidential co-star Russell Crowe for another period noir thriller called The Nice Guys.
They did chemistry together, in fairness, didn't they?
They did, yeah. Shane Black is going to direct this movie, and Ryan Gosling is also starring in it as well. It's set in 1970s Los Angeles. It follows a private eye, who's played by Gosling, and a hired, I love this description, leg breaker, played by Russell Crowe.
Funny that,
who must work together to solve the case of a missing girl and the seemingly unrelated death of a porn star. Basinger will play the chief justice who's in bed with all the criminals. It sounds like a good project. I mean, she won, if you remember, Best Supporting Actress for LA Confidential.
Like, she's super in it, yeah.
Yeah, and of course she starred alongside Russell Crowe in that. Her recent films have been Grudge Match and the Paul Haggis film I Am Here. So that sounds like
an interesting one. Yeah. All right, now Drive.
Yeah, they've decided, and who are they? Radio 1 in the UK and BBC 3 have announced plans that they're going to rescore the entire movie. This is for a special TV version of it. I mean, one of the things about the movie was, because I suppose there's very little dialogue on it, it's very stylistic film, but it relied heavily on its score, and it had you know, some key songs in there, so, you know, in the movie, A Real Hero, Tick of the Clock, songs like this that were kind of very powerful in it. Well, they've decided that as an experiment, and that it would be an interesting experiment, that they would rescore the entire movie for a one-time only broadcast in the UK. So it's going to happen on the 30th of October. That's Thursday the 30th at 10 p.m. on BBC Three. You can switch between the new score and the original score. Which is really good.
Idea,
and they've got a whole load of new bands and artists who've provided the music for it.
So you
get I suppose you get to play director, don't you, terms of seeing which you prefer more. And the director of
he's
the
fine
movie
with
itself.
It, yeah.
He's fine with it, yeah. Like the idea. And we think this might be something that they're starting, where they'll look at a couple of movies and decide to do a rescore of it.
Interesting idea.
Yeah, keep an eye on that one.
Now, Idris Elba's doing very well.
He's absolutely everywhere. He's getting so many roles these days, and people seem to like him. And principal photography has officially begun on a James Watkins action thriller called Bastille Day. Charlotte Le Bon plays a young French woman, Zoe, who intends to plant a bomb in Paris to make a radical political statement without hurting anyone in the process, but she changes her mind at the last minute, and unfortunately an American pickpocket, played by Richard Madden, steals her bag and dumps it at a very busy metro stop.
Ooh.
And when the bomb explodes, he becomes the prime suspect in the terrorist attack. Elba will play a desk-bound CIA agent who becomes determined to find and bring the pickpocket into custody before the French authorities do. Kelly Reilly also stars in this movie. So I think that sounds like a good one. They're shooting in Paris for 4 weeks before moving to London, where they will film until mid-December.
Very good. Now, some animation news for us. We were all about the Care Bears last week. It's My Little Pony this week.
It's My Little Pony this week. That's because Hasbro have given the green light to doing an animation theatrical version of the movie. I suppose what they're trying to do is to put it back out there into the market. This is all about selling toys, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we know what they've done with the likes of Transformers and G.I. Joe. They've put them out there in the bid to sort of make more toys. I think with this one, they're not planning as big a movie. It's modestly budgeted, so they can control it a little bit and I suppose have creative control over the outcome. They've got the writer of Ice Age Continental Drift, Joe Ballerini, is penning the script, and he's in discussions, and they're hoping to bring it to screens in 2017.
You're excited about this,
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
If you remember, the franchise follows young horse characters with colourful bodies, manes and distinctive marks. Sales of the toys have been driven by numerous animation series which have rebooted it down through the years, and here we go again.
My Little Pony back.
Yeah. And Hasbro actually have Ouija out as well, which is obviously an attempt to get that board game
kind of one extreme to the other.
It is, yeah.
Yes, okay.
But that's what they're doing. It's all related to toys and merchandise.
Okay, some Irish news for us and new projects.
Yeah, this is the Catalyst project, and they've done this before. The Irish Film Board, they've commissioned low budget movies, and if you remember, we would have had 100 Mornings, Rewind with Amy Huberman and Eamon as well. They were the original ones. Anyway, they've commissioned some more, and they're running the scheme again. Kissing Candice tells the story of a lonely, imaginative teenager growing up in a stifling community who finds romance with an unhinged stranger. Aoife McArdle is directing that one. Nick Kelly is directing a project called The Drummer and the Goalkeeper. It's a story about finding true friendship in the craziest of places. And Lorcan Finnegan, who made a short film called Foxes, which Tom Vaughan Lawler was in, is directing Without Name, which follows a systematic land surveyor who loses his reason in a supernatural environment that defies all boundaries. All
nice,
those are going to
there.
Go into production. Yeah, and we'll see them probably in a year or two once they've shot.
We wish them well with that. Some Irish news in terms of awards.
Yes, this is the movie Patrick's Day, which comes out in early 2015 in Ireland. It's been doing the festival circuit. It did well here. It won Best Irish Feature at the Galway Film Fla. It was the Screen Directors Guild Finder Series, and it went to LA recently to screen there. But it's done well at some film festivals in the States, most notably the Woodstock Film Festival, where it won Best Feature Narrative. It also won Best Cinematography and Best Editing as well. And the lead actor Mo Dunford picked up an award at the Hell's Half Mile Film and Music Film Festival in Michigan as well. So
fantastic. Well done to Terry McMahon and the gang. That's great news. What trailer should we check out online this week?
Yeah, I like the look of this. I love the poster as well. It looks really good. In the Heart of the Sea. Ron Howard is a man who can turn his hand, I think, to any genre, and he always gives it the best turn when he takes over a project. This one is based on the 1820 event about a whaling ship which is preyed upon by a whale. Sound familiar?
Yeah.
stranding its crew in the sea for 90 days, thousands of miles from home. Chris Hemsworth, and then a good Irish contingent of Cillian Murphy, Brendan Gleeson and Sam Keeley all star in this movie. It's out early next year, but check out the trailer for it. It looks big, it looks powerful, and it looks like a good Ron Howard
movie. Give us the name again.
In the Heart of the Sea.
In the Heart of the Sea. We'll check that out. Now, a lot of new releases to get through. Steve Carell in a comedy.
Yeah, for the kids. Jennifer Garner starring into as well. Alexander and the Terrible, it's about a man who, like all things, happen to him. He finds little sympathy from his family, begins to wonder if bad things only happen to him. And of course, they usually do.
Steve,
so it's just a bit of fun for everybody. So that's that one. All by My Side. This is the drama based on Jimi Hendrix's life as he left New York City for London, where his career took off. It's a day and date release as well. It's been released in limited theatres and on iTunes as well.
Very good. Fury opened on Wednesday. Yeah,
this is a big movie with
it's doing well, isn't it?
Yeah, Brad Pitt and Shia LaBeouf starring in it. It's about the Allies who make their final push in Europe. A battle-hardened army sergeant named War Daddy commands a Sherman tank and his five-man crew on a deadly mission behind enemy lines. Outnumbered, outgunned, and with a rookie soldier thrust into their platoon, War Daddy and his men face overwhelming odds in their heroic attempts to strike at the heart of Nazi Germany. Here's a clip.
What we're doing here is a righteous act, gentlemen.
You hear me, Gordo?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a Bible verse I think about sometimes, many times. It goes, "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, Here am I. Send me.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 6.
Yeah, that is one of the biggies in cinemas this week. That is Fury. Then we have Cecilia Hearn's novel Love, Rosie hitting the big screen.
Yeah, and great for her. I mean, she's propelled a lot of movies at this stage and a lot of German movies that are filming here as well. Lily Collins, that's Phil's daughter, stars in this movie. Sam Claflin stars in it as well. So if you want a good romantic comedy at the box office this weekend, Love, Rosie is probably for you. Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence, a good pairing normally on screen. Serena is a movie set in Depression era North Carolina, where a timber empire becomes complicated when the man at the helm of it learns that his wife cannot bear children.
I saw it. It's kind of trying to be a Cold Mountain and it just doesn't quite get there. Such a shame, because lots of great actors in it, but they just didn't work for me anyway.
They won't be putting that on the poster.
Okay.
The Babadook is because of Halloween, of course. We've got nice creepy ones as well. There is an animation out as well called The Book of Life. Zoe Saldana provides the voice on this, about a young man who's torn between fulfilling the expectations of his family and following his heart, embarks on an adventure that spans three fantastic worlds where he must face his greatest fears. The Way He Looks is also on limited release as well. And This Is Where I Leave You, with Jason Bateman and Tina Fey starring this one as well. When their father passes away, four grown siblings are forced to return to their childhood home and live under the same roof together for a week along with their oversharing mother.
It's all right. I saw this one during the week as well. I mean, it's such a great cast, the likes of Jason Bateman and Tina Fey. It's a little bit cringy in spots, you know, when the screenplay doesn't quite pull it off, but definitely has some good moments and a really, really good cast. Okay, what TV movie should we check out?
I picked this one because I watched it actually before I went and made my own movie, Nightingale Falling, because a lot of people have said, oh yeah, it's very, very similar. It's about a wounded Union soldier who's given refuge in a girls' boarding school in the Confederate South during the American Civil War. It's a movie that stars Clint Eastwood. It's called Beguiled.
I've never seen this, you know. I'm definitely going to watch this.
So it's worth having a look at, because I did watch it only recently. It was released in 1971, but it's on UTV tonight at 11:30, The Beguiled.
I will definitely check that out. Gareth, thank you very much.
Thank you.